service this morning. And as you can see, it's finally the day that we get to celebrate some baptisms today. And I just am really excited about that. And I hope you guys are too for being able to witness what a glorious thing that is. Also, you can see up here today, we've got a few flowers in honor of Harlan Gortmaker. And that was just a beautiful service yesterday and just a great celebration of life. So then also today we've got at 3 o'clock is our ring and sing at the United Methodist Church here in Miller to benefit for the Hands of Hope out here. So our praise band will be at that and doing that there and singing. We also have our community Thanksgiving service at the Freedom Church in Miller on November 19th, and Pastor Jim is speaking there. And then our Thanksgiving Eve service here is on Thanksgiving Eve, November 22nd. So be here for that. Show up. It'll be a good time, and we'll be able to take the love offering up for that. And then also keep remembering that our Sunday school Christmas program is practicing during Sunday school hour for the kids that are going to be doing that, and that'll be a fun time on December 17th to witness that. And just don't forget, there's the popover meal sign up out there, and there's an explanation there. So if you guys would like to fellowship more throughout the week in small groups, it'll be a good time. So is there any other announcements today? If not, we'll go to our call to worship. And our call to worship today is from 2 Corinthians 5:17. And it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come."
Good morning again, and we welcome each one of you to our worship service and those that are joining online. We're going to sing together number 511. I ask you to stand with me, please. If you'd like, either look up on the screen or your hymn book, 511. "Now I Belong to Jesus."
Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Once I was lost in sin's degradation, Jesus came down to bring me salvation, lifted me up from sorrow and shame. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood he gave to redeem. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity.
If you'll take this time to greet one another, and welcome to church for this morning.
Thank you.
Well, the announcement has been in the bulletin for quite some time, and this is the Sunday, and then we will also have some baptisms on Wednesday. But the opportunity of celebrating together three individuals that are coming forward to be baptized, and I'm going to ask those three to come up. So Amelia and Owen, and then Pastor Jason and Pastor Abe, if you would come up, I will say a few words, and then I get to assist. Romans 6, 1 says, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." The act of baptism is one of the two ordinances that Jesus left us as object lessons. One being the Lord's Supper, and that we commemorate his death and the penalty that caused his death of our sin and his resurrection, and then baptism. And that is the opportunity of a public proclamation of our faith, you know, understanding that neither communion nor baptism add any extra grace. That doesn't make God think of us more highly, and yet it is a command. Jesus tells us that if you love me, you will obey my commands, and Matthew 28 tells us that we as his disciples are to go and teach the nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that word baptism is a command. And so this morning we have the opportunity of three individuals that are following through with the in obedience to that command, but also always the reminder that in the imagery of being buried, being raised again, that doesn't make us perfect, but it does remind us that we're making a public proclamation to the world that I'm a follower of Christ. And so Pastor Abe and Pastor Jason.
So I get the privilege of performing baptism on these two, and it's an exciting thing for me. We're going to go Amelia, Diana, and then Owen. Amelia, have you trusted Jesus Christ to be the Savior of your sins? So if you were to die today, would you end up with Jesus in heaven? Okay, come on over here. I also get the privilege of baptizing my wife. Diana, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ for your forgiveness of sins?
I have.
Would you be alive, if you died today, would you be alive together with Christ? Christ, and alive together.
and I have a special opportunity to baptize my son, Owen. So, Owen, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior?
I have.
And why would you like to be baptized this morning?
To follow Christ's command and to take a step in making my faith my own.
Okay.
Thank you all. Normally, we do have baptisms very close to when we bring in new members, but it doesn't mean that it always has to be in October, November. And if there's others that would like to be baptized, it is not a very difficult thing to move the baptismal back out and to have the service, because it is a very meaningful time as a step of obedience. This is our opportunity for our prayer requests and praises. Just a couple of ones to continue to pray for, you know, the Gortmaker family, especially for Jeannie through this time. The Amer family with Sandy's passing away, noticing through some of the praise team connections and such that there's illnesses still going around the community. A St. Lawrence resident, excuse me, Morris Reber, was taken by air ambulance to Sioux Falls this last Thursday, and be praying for him and Taishe, his wife. Things are not looking well, but God is in control, and we pray for them. So Morris and Taishe Reber. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
I have a praise with the eye doctor this week, and my left eye that's been getting worse every time I've gone is actually a little better. So.
That is a huge praise. That over the last several years or so, that praying for June's vision, and went to the eye doctor this week, and her left eye is doing better than it has been, and so that is a huge praise. Other prayer requests. Yeah, John.
Just for the farmers right now, while they're getting their abundant crop out, it's so muddy out there that they got mowed on the roads and stuff. Mm-hmm. Safety and the praises for the abundant crop is really good.
That is a huge praise, as well as a prayer request. Our farmers, with the wet weather, the caution always of them loading on the road, but that the harvest is looking well. And I know there's a lot of long hours being put in, getting beans and corn out. And so we'll pray, as well as for our ranchers that are also doing fall cattle stuff. Heidi.
Huge praise. Our FFA team just got back from Mercedes, Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they ranked in the gold, as a team, they ranked in the gold level. And we have two of the members here, that's Lydia and Jimmy Verma. And praise, because Mr. Verma likes to drive straight through the night and on the way there and on the way back. So I am very thankful that they arrived safely there and that they got home and that they did so well. So yeah. Praise God.
A huge praise to the Sunshine's FFA team. I know Mark is here. You were up in Indianapolis as well.
One day.
One day? Yeah. Oh, that's a long drive for one day. But it was National Convention for FFA, and we do rejoice how well, especially with traveling such a short turnaround to get ready for a test. So well done for our team. And so congratulations to them. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie.
I have a stress test tomorrow morning. Due to the retirement of my former cardiologist and somehow I got dropped to the crack. I'm way overdue for a stress test. I've really nothing too serious arise since the last stress test.
Okay. So Ernie is having a stress test, and that's tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
Always fun when our one doctors retire. They should stay with us forever, but they don't seem to. But we'll be praying for the stress test as well as the treatments you'll be beginning soon for prostate cancer. So we'll be praying for that. Other prayer requests or praises. Anita, I saw you back there. And that is your niece? Yes. Bojana Anderson, Anita's niece, has rheumatoid arthritis, and that has flared up again. And I know Ron struggles with that. And we will be praying for God's healing and peace and comfort through the time. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for the symbols that you have left us, that remind us that we're not alone in this world, that Jesus came. We see our calendar, and there is a change from BC to AD, and something significant happened to mark the time we live in, and that is because your son came. For the symbols of baptism and communion that you've left us with to remind us that being a disciple of Christ means to leave behind the things of this world and to focus our attention upon Christ, that also the work of your Holy Spirit in our lives is conforming us to the image of Christ, and that Jesus told us and his disciples that we are to take up our cross daily and to follow you. And so, Father, help us to remember that we are to die to self so that we can say yes to you and that we can walk in the Spirit each day. Father, I lift up these requests to you. We thank you for the opportunity of bringing them before you, knowing that you know, but you also are working on them. Father, we lift up Jeannie Gortmaker and her family, that you would comfort in her grief and their grief, that you would help her to take it a day at a time, Father, to losing your husband of 61 years and the togetherness of now the side of the bed's empty. And Father, I pray that you would help her to know that you're an ever-present help. And I think the same thing for Dwayne Amers with Sandy's passing, that you would comfort him and his family as they gather together tomorrow to say goodbye, to memorialize, and to lift up Sandy's Lord. Father, that is the goal of, as you tell us, that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of your saints. And the hope that we have, that we experience, that through the confirming work of your Spirit, that when we are absent from the body, we are present with the Lord. Father, we lift up Morris Reber to you, that you would speak into his life. For his health challenges, they are significant. Father, I pray for his wife, Tashay, and the family dynamic, that you would be with her and that your saving message of the gospel would wrap your arms around both of them. Father, we pray, give you a praise for June's left eye that is doing better. Father, we continue to pray that you would give her better sight. Father, we also lift up Ron with his RA, as well as we think of Bojina and the struggles that brings, that, Father, you as the great physician, you know how we're made, and you can heal, and that's what we trust for you. Father, we do lift up our farming and ranching families this time of year. It is a busy time, And especially trying to get harvest in, and the moisture that you have provided, it has made it a little more difficult in the fields, and the harvest for several areas, meaning they have to load on the road. And for the travelers in our area, we think of our hunters that are coming through, that you would, as they all are on the same area, keep each one safe. We thank you for the opportunities we have to be not just good neighbors, but to be good witnesses to those that come into our community to enjoy the sport of hunting. And we ask for good success for them as well. Father, we are grateful for the different activities, co-curricular activities of our schools, and with the National Conference for FFA, how well the team from Sunshine did for giving them the clarity of mind and thought, even through all the busyness and the long hours of travel. Father, we do pray for the different FFA teams that are in our area, that these students would learn more than just about a test, but would be able to be good stewards of your creation. We thank you for the sponsors that give of their time, and especially of the hours driving and the safety you gave them. Father, we lift up Ernie to you, one for the stress test tomorrow, that you would give clarity to the doctors that things would go well. I pray for Shirley that you would give her peace of mind and heart. Especially we pray for healing for Ernie and this diagnosis of prostate cancer, that you would use the treatments, but also that your healing hand, but your peace that passes all understanding would guard their hearts and minds. Father, we lift up our missionaries to you. We thank you for the opportunity of partnering with them. We lift up Skip and Betty to you. We pray for Skip and his health as he's slowing down a lot more. We pray that you would give Betty peace of mind, that we're grateful for his legacy that he leaves there on the mission field and his legacy with his family. Father, comfort them as there is a lot of distance between the family here in the States and them. And I know the family here are torn, that they would know that Skip is in your hands. And we thank you for the seeds that his life and his message, the gospel message, has been sown. And we'll never know until eternity how you have used that. Father, we pray for our world. It is seemingly on the verge of collapse with the different wars, especially in the Middle East. But we know you're in control. And Father, we pray as your people that we would always be constantly at work on your behalf, building your kingdom. Because we know one day the day will end and your son will come and start the beginning of the end. Help us to be ready at a moment for his return, that when we will be caught up together with you. Until that time, help us be faithful. We thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.